Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
It is a marvelous Monday and we're going to start out with a do not fear scripture from Matthew 28:10. Matthew 28:10 says, "Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Hallelujah. Exciting. On today's call, we're going to talk about seven ways to build strong faith. Are you expecting a promise from God to be fulfilled? Are you trusting God for a financial breakthrough? Are you facing seemingly insurmountable odds? If so, you must make sure that your faith is strong and unmovable. You must believe as Abraham and Sarah did and stand firm until your victory appears. Romans 4:17 through 22, Classic Amplified. As it is written, I made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of non-existent things that he has foretold and promised, as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he would become the father of many nations, as he had been promised. So numberless shall his descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead because he was about 100 years old, and when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's dead womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong, was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. Fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he promised. In verse 22, that is why his faith was credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God. So let's look at seven ways to build strong faith.
Number one, seeing things as they can be and eventually will be and not as they are right now. That calls for strong faith.
Yes.
Just to confirm this point, far better than anything we could ever say. First is Romans 4:17, Message Bible, using the Message Bible this time, reading the scripture. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway, deciding to live on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do.
Yay.
That is powerful.
Yes, it is.
And as we think about each one of you on the call today and what God is going to do with your personal lives, where he's going to take them, even though it seems hopeless, we want to personalize this for you. When everything was hopeless, Dave believed anyway, decided to live not on the basis of what he saw, what he couldn't do, but on what God said Dave would do.
That's
hallelujah.
Good. Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11:1 adds to it in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of what things we do not see, the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And I always like to say, yet revealed to the senses.
You go, baby.
Because it's coming.
It is.
Hold on, it's coming.
Hold on. Number two, realizing your hope for the future. It's not based on what you perceive with your natural senses.
That's it.
Your hope is based on God's promises found in his word. Psalm 130:5, New Living Translation. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I put my hope in his word. Always remember, no matter the situation, there is only one place where you need to place your hope. Psalm 39:7, New Living Translation.
I love the way it says it.
And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you.
My only hope is in you.
When you put your hope in the Lord, It should never be your last resort. Psalm 25:5, New Living Translation. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you're the Lord who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you.
Wow.
Your hope will remove all the doubts of the enemy. Psalm 94:19, New Living Translation. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Your hope in the Lord empowers you with the confidence of his protection. Job 11:18, New Living Translation. Having hope will give you courage. You'll be protected and will rest in safety. Steadfast hope in him will bring its own reward to you. Proverbs 23:18, New Living Translation. You'll be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed.
Number three, remembering it's not what the tests show or what the doctor says, but what the great physician says. Have you ever talked to a, you know, couple who've been trying to have children for 1, 2, 5, maybe 10 years and are ready to give up, or been told by the doctors they'd never had a child, they would never have a child? Frustration and doubt rob them of hope. Can you only imagine how Abraham and Sarah must have felt? The scripture in Romans 4:19 in the Message tells us, Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and say, it's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child. Nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. Wow. You know, no matter how long you've been dealing with a certain circumstance, our focus, your focus, should never be to give up or doubt the promises in the Word of God. Never doubt God.
Number four, decide to never question or doubt what the Word of God says. Romans 4:20, Contemporary English Version. But Abraham never doubted or questioned God's promise. You're allowed to question what your wife, husband, children, parents, best friend, employer, even your pastor says, but you must never doubt or question the promises of God. The list of people I just named may unintentionally lie to or disappoint you, but God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19, New Living Translation. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?
All right. And number five, when you give credit where credit is due, you will actually grow stronger. You know, it's very simple. When you praise God and give him the glory, you grow stronger. Think of that. Romans 4:20, Classic Amplified. He grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. That's another one to personalize. Maya grew strong and was empowered by faith as she gave praise and glory to God. When we don't give praise and glory to God, something actually begins to die within us. Acts 12:23, God's Word Translation, says immediately an angel from the Lord killed Herod for not giving glory to God. Herod was eaten by maggots and he died. Wow. Given the choice, there's only one choice.
That's it. Number six, knowing that God is able to meet your every need. 2 Corinthians 9:8, International Reader's Version. God is able to shower all kinds of blessings on you. In all things and at all times, you'll have everything you need. You'll do more and more good works. Ephesians 3:20, New International Reader's Version also says, God is able to do far more than we could ever ask, than we could ask for or imagine. He does everything by his power that is working in us. No question. God is able and he will do what he says he will do.
Number seven. When you know that God will do what he says he will do, you are accepted as a person of strong faith. Romans 4:21 says about Abraham, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen.
Also, Romans 4:22, next verse, contemporary English version, so God accepted him. That's what we want for every single person listening to the sound of our voice, for God to accept us as people of strong faith. In fact, our prayer really for each one of us, Harold, me, and everybody that's listening today, for you to have strong faith in the one who has the only one we have hope in.
That's it.
He is our only hope.
That's
he
exactly
is our
right.
only hope, and we need to encourage one another as it is today, being that this is the day, and we will rejoice that God's going to make something happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Living in expectation.
And we're excited about what we're expecting.
Yes, amen.
Because the manifestation is going to bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
The focus not on circumstances, but on the Lord God who controls the circumstances.
And his word.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.